Salatu wasalam, some drink was brought to him, so he drank from there. On his right hand side was a young boy. This young boy's name was Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, a very great sahabi. He was on the right hand side, and on the left hand side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was elderly people, senior people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqala lil ghulam, he told a young person, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, ata'adhanu li an u'atiya ha'ula. Do you give me permission to give these people first? So it shows here again that it is permissible or it is correct to give the people on the left so long as the people on the right don't mind. You got their permission. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us, he asks Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu, do you give me permission to pass it first to the people on the left, the senior elderly people? So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, فَقَالَ الْغُلَامُ لَا وَاللَّهِ لَا أُوثِرُ بِنَصِيبِ مِنْكَ أَحَدًا فَتَلَّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي يَدِهِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, no, I will never ever give any person this nasib, this good fortune of mine that I have got today. I've got to drink directly from the utensil where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank without anybody's coming in between me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank and I can take that barakat from there directly from him. This opportunity and this favor, I won't give it to anybody. I'm not going to share it. I want it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed the container to him. And then he drank. So ulama explained, as we mentioned yesterday, that why in the first instant Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't ask that villager, that can I pass this to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu first? And in the second hadith, he is asking Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, can I pass this to the senior people? So ulama explained, is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he do anything, he'd be very, very considerate. This villager, he wasn't very close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him permission to pass it first to Abu Bakr, there was that possibility that in his heart he could have felt that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is favoring his friends. He wants to give his friends first. So therefore, he's leaving me out. So just to save this person from that thought, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't even ask him. He took it there and he said, Al-Aiman fal-Aiman, that from the right and then the next to the right. And when he came to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he was a very intelligent young boy. He was from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here there was no fear that he's going to feel any ill feelings. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to ask him, he was going to understand immediately that why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking. So because there was no chance of any ill feelings, there was no chance of any kind of misunderstanding, so therefore he asked Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, that can I pass it first to the senior people? So even when we are speaking to people, we should think that how will this person take it? Will he be upset with what I am saying? Will he be offended? And accordingly we should react. Obviously, this doesn't come in a situation of haram and halal. Then we have to do the thing that is halal. This is situations where we, something that is preferable or less preferable, then we should see then weigh the situation before we want to do something so that we don't offend anybody. Today we start another chapter, Babu Karahati Shurbi Min Famil Qirbati Wa Nahwiha, the chapter on the dislike, on the dislike of drinking directly from the container wherein the water is stored. وَنَحْوِهَا and similar things. وَبَيَانِ أَنَّهُ كَرَاهَةٍ تَنْزِيهْ لَا تَحْرِيمْ and the explanation that this dislike is makruh tanzihi, not makruh tahrimi. We know there's two types of makruh. One is makruh tanzihi, it is dislike, but a lower and a lesser form. And then you get a higher form of makruh, which is makruh tahrimi, that a person should abstain from at all situations. He shouldn't get involved in those things that are makruh tahrimi. Makruh tanzihi, now and then, if a person does it, now and then, he does it, and that also maybe for some reason there is no haraj, there is no difficulty, there is no problem. So here it's showing us that this is some dislike, but it's not of that high level. That makruh tahrim, it is makruh tanzih. What to drink directly from a big container. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu qal, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an ikhtinat al-asqiyah, yani an tuksar al-afafuha wa yushrabu minha. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented us from turning the mouth of a container. They generally would drink in leather bags that time. They would use skins and they would make containers out of it. That the mouth of this, now you turn it upside down. Why? Generally you turn it upside down to drink directly from the container. So here there's two reasons why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are very, very, very beautiful. Sometimes we don't understand it and sometimes later on a person gets to understand it. One explanation ulama gave is, a person is going to drink from a big container, especially where he can't see it, meaning he's not pouring that water into another smaller container to drink from. He's drinking and he's pushing it directly from that container. One is, if there's something that is dirty inside, there's something that's harmful inside, he can't see it because he's drinking directly from that bag, the leather container, number one. Number two is when we're drinking from a big container, for our understanding, if a person now is drinking from a 5-liter Zamzam container, directly he's drinking like that. So what happens is the pressure of the water is very heavy. So because of the pressure of the water, it can cause a person to choke. So to save a person from choking, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, one of the hikmats, one of the benefits, is that a person shouldn't drink directly from that container. He should pour it into a smaller container. Nowadays you get the small bottles. To drink from the small bottle, they're actually designed to drink directly from. There is no problem. What this hadith is speaking about, where you got big storage containers, and now directly from there you want to push, that is not right. Like a 2-liter bottle, a person suddenly wants to drink from there. That pressure, that volume, and whatever the other benefits are, we may not know. But because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, don't do it, for us that is enough. One more hadith, Nabi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yushrabu min fissiqa, awil qirba muttafaqan alayh. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented that a person drinks, or prevented or forbade drinking directly from the mouth or of a water skin. Here again we explain that they will store the water in a big water skin. Nowadays they may be storing it in different storage containers, maybe in a big glass or a big clay pot. But to drink directly from there is disliked. And also another thing that comes to mind is perhaps if we drink from a big storage container, somebody else may just feel a little bit offended. Now they're feeling hard to drink because we put our mouth there. There are different types of people that are staying around us. There are different types of people living with us. Some people may find it a little bit dirty. Everyone's tabiat is different. Not to say that that container becomes napa. But sometimes if a person drinks directly from the bottle, the next person feels it hard to drink it from that bottle. So that's also one hikmat, one benefit of taking from the big container, pouring into a small container and then drinking. So the next person feels comfortable to drink. He's not offended. He may not feel it difficult to drink from that container because he knows nobody had put their mouth there. So to make the ayat of every person, this is the beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.